This really isn't how I expected Mothering Sunday to go. And I hope it isn't for you either. I, for one, was expecting to be in church. Well, if you're giving the sermon, you can't really skip it. But suddenly it seems you can not be in church. And each day seems to bring new and unpleasant information about how bad things are or how long they will last. But we're also seeing the adaptability of the human spirit. People are rediscovering the telephone. I have seen numerous pictures of people who can't go and see their older relatives going and sitting the other side of a window and talking to them over the phone. Others are compiling lists of people who might need extra help or are especially at risk of isolation. And British humour is more than up to the challenge of COVID-19. Even so, it can seem like we are living out the old saying, may you live in interesting times. But maybe this can give us some empathy for the two women in today's readings. Both lived through very difficult circumstances. Mary lived under an occupation by a foreign army. And Moses' mother, called Jochebed, lived as a slave in a foreign country. And both took huge risks for love of their children. At the time of Jochebed, Pharaoh had commanded that all Hebrew boys were to be killed at birth. If Moses had been found, he would have been killed, and probably the whole family with him. Now, it's easy enough to hide a small baby, but the problem keeps growing. How do you hide a one-year-old who can now walk? Or a three-year-old who struggles with volume control? And let's face it, all three-year-olds struggle with volume control. Or a 10-year-old who just wants to run around? Or a teenager who will not stay in no matter what you or the Pharaoh threatens? So Jochebed came up with a plan to put Moses in the one place where he would be safe, the very house of the person who commanded that he be killed. And her plan works, but the cost is huge. She has to give her son away. And not the baby, but a boy that she's known and loved and nurtured. She has to give him away for life. He doesn't return until he's an adult. And then it's a very brief return, followed by a flee to another country. And for Mary, we see her in the Gospel reading, just celebrating the birth of her son, when she is warned of how difficult it will be for her. And that must have stuck with her. How else would it be that we see it written down? In a few weeks, we will be trying to commemorate Good Friday. And in the passages we will read, we'll find Mary at the foot of the cross, watching her son die. And that must be when she fully realized what Simeon's words meant. Mary is often depicted as meek and gentle. But at the foot of the cross, that love was fierce. It was strong. It was unyielding. My mum was given two boys who liked adventure. My brother travelled to Bolivia and climbed the mountains and lived for over 3 months in the Arctic. I skied across Iceland, walked over the Alps, and took up scuba diving. Mum worried. Years later, I asked her how on earth did she let us go? And she said, I wasn't going to let my worries get in the way of your life. That is fierce love. It's the fierce love that all mothers display. And I wonder, are we practicing fierce love? Or are we letting our fears get in the way of God's plan? It is difficult to love your neighbour when you can't even leave the house. But we can all pick up the phone we can all pray. We can all find ways to put the fear aside and do things that worry us. So what will you do to give the fierce love of Jesus that led all the way to the cross? What will you do to show it to other people in these difficult times?